we're not getting some action many times because we're not praying right. And Lord, teach us
to pray. Teach us.
When you come to God in prayer, understand that He's not obligated to respond to unbelief or tradition. God responds to His Word because He cannot deny Himself. Increase your vision on prayer next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let me tell you something. We're going to get through today, you're going to see, whoa, man, am I glad I didn't miss that. I got to see that again. And you go to kcm.org and you see it again. I got to see that again. Hey, Father, we just thank You and praise You for Your Word and for divine revelation. We thank You for it in Jesus' name. We thank You for the joy in the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Bill, glory to God, man. It's been fun, hasn't it?
See, when said joy, that's what the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And that's found over here somewhere, praise God, in Romans chapter 14. I know where it's found. And I just want to give them the description, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And do you know everybody's looking for this? Everybody's looking for this on earth. I don't care what religions they are, whatever, they're looking for this right here.
Charge them that are rich in this world.
Oh, that's the First Timothy.
Mm-hmm. That they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches. That's the problem.
Right? Yeah, that's right there.
But in the living God. Mm. Who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. They're supposed to bring you joy.
My goodness.
Now, the Scripture very plainly says, love not the things of this world.
Exactly.
So, I don't love my new shirt, but I enjoy it.
Yes.
Does He give me things to meet my needs? No. He gives me things to enjoy. They meet my needs. But His motive was not my need. His motive was my joy. And that's the reason when you try to move God with your need, they don't anything
it's
happen.
It's hard to do.
That's not His motive. He ain't interested in that. He's already done that. It's already in the covenant.
Goodness.
Bill, I was driving we're going to get right back in here. I was driving out. We needed water in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And this come up in me, that Scripture came up in me. I'd never prayed like this. See, we're talking about prayer. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the way to pray, rules of prayer, and so forth.
Yeah.
I didn't start in on that, I need water. The Lord arrested me on that. I said, Lord, you know what? I sure would enjoy a good old 4 days soaking rain. I'd sit out there on my deck and I could pray and I watch it rain. I don't care if I get soaking wet, man. I enjoy that. It rained.
See, because we're so used to down in this lower level having to be so needy. Well, Lord.
Need-minded.
Need-minded, exactly.
He's seed-minded.
He is seed-minded.
We need-minded. Well, you know, I can't say that. I used to be.
One time I went to the Lord, I said, and this is when we first started our churches, first in Minneapolis. And I was still, you know, working full-time in secular employment, and I was trying to start a church. So I'm trying to get a message on Saturday night. I'm before the Lord. And then nothing would come. I'm looking in the Bible. I'm hunting this thing all over pages, flipping like I don't know what. I said, here I am now. I'm going to try to use this carnal. Lord, now I'm trying to, I guess I'm trying to con God out of this thing. I said, Lord, the people need a word, Lord. I heard it just as clear as a bell. What are you doing? I said, well, I'm trying to get a word. He said, is that the way you come before me? Just like that. I said, no, sir. He said, how did it say come before? I said, well, in Hebrews, you said come boldly before this one. He said, well, why don't you come that way? I said, well, praise God. Yes, sir. I'm coming. And before I could get it all out of my mouth, I'm telling you, words start coming like that.
Yes, sir.
See, I'm going with the wrong approach. I'm trying to.
You're about to ask amiss.
I'm about to ask amiss.
Yes, sir.
And I couldn't get an answer. And as soon as I straightened up and lined up with his word, then all of a sudden it came.
Look at the process. He spoke to you, what did he do? He stirred scripture up in you.
He sure did, didn't he?
When scripture came, faith came.
Faith came.
And you boldly declared it, and he responded immediately.
Mm-hmm. So people ask amiss.
Yeah.
And don't get anything. Well, the Lord said maybe. Said what? Where is that in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Thus saith thus
maybe.
So, well, you know, no is an answer. Not when you're on the scripture.
Goodness, isn't that something?
Not when you're on the scripture.
It is not.
And
there.
If you prayed away from the scripture, he didn't have to say no, because you ain't going to get it anyway.
Right.
He didn't say no. You made that up yourself when nothing happened.
Didn't you tell me, said, you asked God one time, Lord, what do you do with all of those prayers?
I said, Lord, what do you do with all that? He said, no, I'm running here. He said, what? I said, all that unbelief that people dump on you. He said, what unbelief? I said, all this, I was studying prayer at the time. I said, all this unbelief people pray. Oh, I said, I don't hear none of that. He said, it don't get through.
My goodness.
He said, I never hear it.
Isn't that something?
Now, he said, I understand what they're trying to do.
Gotcha.
Don't misunderstand me. But see, that doesn't, he is not obligated to tradition. He's not obligated to unbelief. He is obligated to his word because he can't deny himself. This is protected.
That's it.
This is protected.
Mm.
Satan can't get in this. But boy, listen, he'll dance around you when you get over into tradition and all that.
And keep you there just begging and asking over and over again. He said over in James chapter 5 and verse 16, the effective fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And do you know, he went right down here in the next verse, and he said, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Now, this is a man that's using prayer to conduct the weather system, Lord Jesus.
Now, Bill, you had to go back again. You have to remember, you take this, the kingdom process overlay.
Yes.
The words are not my own.
Gotcha.
The words I speak unto you are not my own.
Yeah.
It's the Father that dwelleth in, he does work.
He does work.
Now, that's kingdom process from Genesis to Revelation.
Right.
And you overlay that. Those words he prayed were not his own.
Not his own.
God told him what to say.
To say.
Exactly. He said it, and God stopped the rain.
But
when the time came,
yep,
he told him what to say. He said it, and the rain came. So that, but this scripture here said he prayed, right?
It said
so
he prayed.
So it was prayer connection that did it.
Exactly.
But the words weren't his own.
That's it.
Aha,
Now, in this, in Matthew chapter 9, if you can go that right quick with me, let me show you this. Because we're talking about this authority that the believer has in the earth. And look what he says in Matthew 9 and starting at verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send laborers unto his harvest. Notice, somebody has got to pray.
Yep.
He just doesn't arbitrarily move.
Let me ask you this. Why then you want me to start praying? Oh, God, save Uncle Bill. Oh, God, save Uncle Fred. Oh, God, they some mean, they some no good. That ain't what he said. He said, pray this. Pray ye, the Lord of the harvest will send laborers into the field. Father, I'm praying for my Uncle Bill.
That's it.
I pray, and I'm asking you to send laborers across his path.
Yes,
Satan, I bind you, and I'm back to Matthew 18.
Exactly.
I bind you, spirit operating in the life of Uncle Bill to keep him out of the kingdom of God. I bind you. Stop. Desist now in your maneuvers.
And I agree with you.
And we agree.
See, praise God. Now, we believe we received it when we prayed.
Yes, sir.
That's done deal.
And quit crying over Uncle Bill.
We can't cry.
Friend of mine and I did that with his cousin. Oh, no, he's his brother. And he never could get nowhere with him. He witnessed to him. He couldn't. And so we just followed the procedure. I told him, I said, don't you ever say nothing else about him not being saved. Okay. And went on. 2 weeks later.
That's the key right there.
2 weeks later. He called everybody and said, what'd you do? He said, what do you mean? What'd I do? He said, the people been covering me up with Bibles. He said, they coming to me, witnessing to me. They telling me scriptures. He said, I picked up a guy on the side of the road and he had a Bible written like a newspaper. He said, I ain't never heard no such as this. And he went to laugh and he went to laugh. He said, wait a minute, though. I got to tell you this, little brother. He got me. He said, I got born again a couple of days ago and I want you to know. 2 weeks.
See, we're not getting some action many times because we're not praying right. And Lord, teach us to pray.
Teach us to pray.
He said over in 1 Peter, and I'm going to cover this, and then we're going to go into this petition. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12, the Lord's eyes are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. 1 Peter chapter 3
yes,
and
sir.
Verse 12.
Verse 12.
My Lord. So we don't have to pray the same thing over and over again. When you do, you undo what you just did. Because it means you never received.
Well, you don't do that with a petition.
With a petition prayer. That's what I'm saying. Yes.
Yeah, a petition, you don't have to pray it over again.
Well, let's look at that. Let's go into this petition prayer. Now, I think we can first talk about it in concept. 1 John chapter 5.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
1 John chapter 5.
Yeah,
And I'd like you, you and I have talked about this, but I'd like you to talk about it from a revelation that you've got. It's 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, underline anything, ooh, isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that wonderful?
This is a blank check. According to his will, he heareth us. Now, there's a hearing. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know we have the petition that we desired of him. Now, when you petition God, you are really asking, you are making request of something. You have something in mind. Of course, you start with the word because it's got to be word-based. So you start with the word and petition. But you said it's like a grant. And we use Mark chapter 11.
Yeah, let's go
there. Let's look at that.
And do that.
And look at this now, because we want to get God's will done in the earth. And to do it, we're going to have to go through prayer, or this is one way. And so now he says over in verse 24, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them.
That text, well, you can read it in the Amplified Translation. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that they are granted you and you will have them.
Yes.
Now, Bill, if you go then to John 16, this process here is the way the Lord taught this to me. And the 23rd verse. John 16:23. In that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Now, here again, Amplified Translation. Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will grant it you.
A grant.
So if I believe it's granted, I'll have it. And here I believe it's granted because he said it would
That's
be.
Exactly.
Now, we've touched on something right here. You don't just go asking Jesus and the Holy Ghost and angels and anything else you can think of. This is part of the system. This is part of the... It didn't say you couldn't talk to Jesus. He said, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name. See, this came into place after the resurrection. Because at the resurrection, there's no other name under heaven given unto men. His name has been given to us. We sit at the right hand of the throne of grace with Jesus. We've been raised up to sit with him there. We've been translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. So this kingdom process here, when I'm going to make a formal petition here before God, I need to be talking to the Father in the name of Jesus.
Okay. Now, with that in mind, once you make that petition, I've got to believe that I have received, it has been granted.
It's been granted to you. Now, how are you going to do that?
Now, this is interesting because I remember down in Tulsa when I was down there at Oral Roberts University, my wife made a petition in terms of a job that she wanted in that area. And on that, she filled out a petition card, a 3x5, and on it described in detail her prayer request. I'd like a job. I'd like it in computers, because it came from. I'd like it to be 10 minutes from the house.
Now, there's big recession going on at the time.
Big recession going on.
If I remember right.
Yes, sir.
This is in the 80s,
yes,
right?
Sir. Yes, sir. And I'd like 10 minutes from the house. I'd like this kind of salary. Watch this. And I'd like a car with it. Now, this is why it says whatsoever. See, it's up to you. Now, this is you desire, whatsoever you desire. And a lot of times people don't put all of that with it because they feel that either God is going to say, well, now, why you got to ask for all that?
Yeah, you're asking for 2 months.
You can catch the bus. So she asked that. She believed she received it. And then from then on, she began to just every day thank God and say scriptures. She had them on little cards all over the house, redeemed from the curse and the promises of God, so forth. And she just says scriptures.
Now, her petition is based on those scriptures.
That's exactly right. Now, here comes a friend of mine who's in school. Hey, Veronica, is Bill in the house? She said, yeah, he's in there. Oh, by the way, you got your job yet? Now, you got to say, did I believe I've received it? Because it's first going to be given to you from the spirit level.
It has to happen there first. It's
got to happen there first. But that's the level that you got to use your faith and declare by faith, I have it. It is mine. I take it. That's it. Then he said, well, where is it? I was listening to see what you're going to say.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is, but I've got it.
It's mine.
I'm telling you, it wasn't long before a man called the house, said, hey, can you come down so-and-so? I think we've got something for you. Now, that was when nobody was being hired. So I don't care. We can't, well, I can't find a job. Well, make one. This is, what do you mean?
Nobody told you to find one.
That's what
the heathens do.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So what happened? She went down there. She came back. I said, well, baby, how did we do? She said, well, let's get the card. Went to get the card and boom, checked off everything. I said, well, what about a car? She said, they told me to go pick up a new Buick.
That'll work.
That'll work. Now, I'm saying, true, she could have caught the bus. But she had more of a concept of the bigness of God than she. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not coming down on that. I'm saying, this lady went and got some barbecue in Chicago, and she got this barbecue at this place, and this was in the hood, you know. I mean, but it had some good barbecue. So she got some barbecue. I eat chicken. And so she said, she turned and got the bag, and next in line, she came back to the window and said, "Excuse me, does bread come with this?" Well, they had forgot to put the bread in there. I'm telling you, when you got saved, new jobs came with it.
Yes, it
when
did.
You got saved, healing came with
yes,
it.
Yes, it did.
When you got saved, come on, all this stuff came, joy.
All things are yours.
My goodness.
You belong to Christ, and he belongs to God.
Don't let the enemy hold anything back.
Bill, that is so rich.
Isn't that, come on now.
It's...
He said, so let me just cover this, because I know we... So, he said in Exodus... Chapter 3, verses 19 through 22. We're not going to go that day, but I'm going to just tell you about it. He said, God said to Pharaoh, said to Moses, "I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, not by a mighty hand." In other words, not unless he's forced to do so. "But I'm going to deliver you, and you're coming out, but you're not coming out empty." And I like that. When we get saved, that's not all there is to it. All this comes with the package.
Well, you know, Bill, when Jesus was raised from the dead, Hebrews chapter 1 said he was appointed heir of all things.
Now,
that's
we
the
got to
planet
get there.
And everything
we
in it.
We got to get there.
All the angels came back into the earth.
Oh, my goodness.
And we joined heirs.
We're going to start there. Can we do that? This is powerful.
Glory be to God. I got to ask you one question before we close. Did the children of Israel get in trouble in the desert because they asked for too much?
No, sir.
Because they wouldn't receive what he'd already given them.
My goodness. This is wonderful.
Brother Bill and I will be back in just a moment.
He hath said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Self-consciousness is a major problem in the body of Christ today. It keeps us from doing the things God tells us to do. Instead of simply obeying Him, it makes us start to wonder, what'll people think of me if I do that? What if I start believing for prosperity and go broke? If you've ever been through that, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter how you look. It's obeying God that counts. Put aside your old self-consciousness and develop God consciousness instead. Once you do, you'll realize there's really nothing to be afraid of anymore. Have you ever prayed and wondered if God heard you? How do you take hold of His promises and make them a reality in your life? The Unlimited Potential Package, two teaching series by Bill Winston, The Power of Prayer and Praise, and Taking Ownership Volume 2 will help you break through and get results. Build a solid foundation of prayer in your life. Learn how faith makes prayer work. Find out why love is the key to receiving from God. Discover how to seek God for answers and pray effectively. Believe you receive as you declare God's word with authority. Reach new levels of faith and take the next step towards living in your God-given privileges. Assume your rightful place in God and realize your unlimited kingdom potential. Be kingdom-minded, take ownership, and bring heaven to earth. Get results in your prayer life that'll change your world. Order the Unlimited Potential Package today for only $34.99 and enjoy a savings of 28%. Go to kcm.org/TV special, call our toll-free number, or write to us today. This package contains two teaching series by Bill Winston that will open your understanding of God's Word. Discover how praise will draw you into the very throne room of God. For an additional 10% off, order the Unlimited Potential Package online.
You can understand now something. Since Jesus was raised from the dead, when He was raised from the dead, the earth and everything in it was appointed back to him, not the devil. He don't own anything anymore. Now, the new birth is just hanging there. The righteousness of God, just hanging there. Healing is just hanging there. Ready to you. Take it. It's already been done. It's already been given to you. Now listen to these words. If you will confess, or if you will say with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You shall be. You shall be. It doesn't make any difference what you feel like, where you've been, what you did. No, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness. But with the mouth, words are made into salvation. So now, and you may have gotten born again when you was a child or so forth. May have gotten out of father's house, out on the street and all that. Forget all that. It's hanging right there waiting on you. Jesus said, I'm standing at the door knocking. Any man. Anybody can hear his voice. Any man that'll hear my voice and open, I will come in and I'll sup with you. That's covenant talk for. I'll come in and I'll take over the house. I'll pay all the bills. So, pray this with. Pray it out loud so that you can hear it with your own ears. Oh, God in heaven, I believe with all my heart Jesus has been raised from the dead. Thank you, sir. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I repent of sin. I repent of the past and I renounce it. I renounce the devil and everything he stands for. And Jesus, you're my Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I receive your precious Holy Spirit right now. Fill me with him to overflowing. I receive my prayer language. I receive my praise and worship language, supernatural. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that, I'm going to send you this little book, teach you how and read and study your Bible. See you tomorrow. This is Kenneth and Bill. Jesus is Lord.
Learn who you are in Christ and how to begin your new life in victory. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org. Jesus did it all for you. Receive his love and experience the good life God has for you. For additional teaching and free information on salvation, go to kcm.org. Continue to grow in God's Word with this week's Believer's Voice of Victory, available at kcm.org for purchase, streaming, or download. Let God's grace abound toward you and live in the blessing.